Now, a jazz moment.
From reports on music on his beat, it was clear to the local press he quelled the riots of far off Greece, restored the place to comparative peace. That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange.
We were just a little too early for Broadway, but we weren't too early to go to where President Eisenhower wanted us to go.
In the late 1950s, NEA jazz master Dave Brubeck was part of a historic cultural exchange program, now largely forgotten. Under the leadership of President Dwight Eisenhower, the State Department sent American jazz musicians to unstable regions of the world as cultural ambassadors. In addition to Brubeck, the group included Dizzy Gillespie, Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman, and Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, I remember when Diz was in Greece. Back in 57, he did such a good job, we started sending jazz all over the world.
My wife wrote a song for Louis Armstrong to sing. The State Department has discovered jazz.
The State Department has discovered jazz.
It reaches folks like nothing ever has.
It reaches folks like nothing ever has.
When our neighbors called us vermin, we sent out Woody Herman.
We sent out Woody Herman.
That's what we call cultural exchange. It's a great tribute to cultural exchange.
Cultural Exchange, written for Louis Armstrong by Dave and Iola Brubeck, from their travels together as cultural ambassadors for the U.S. State Department. This jazz moment with pianist Dave Brubeck was created by the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Delphio Marcellus.